This is a Mosaic Gaming Network production. A huge arachnid, a dangerous looking stranger, and so, so many ways for our party to die. Join us as we find out if they've made a fatal mistake, or if they're going to live to fight another day.
Okay, so as decided, Rahandral and Blau, you're going to go first. You're facing a gargantuan spider. Rahandral, it is coming at you, eyes glittering and mandibles slowly clicking, and it's walking to you very slowly. So Rahandral and Blau, both roll a d20 to see who's going to go first on initiative.
17.
13.
Nicely done. 13, okay. So, Rahandral, you go first. What do you want to do?
So, without taking my focus off this monster coming towards us, I'm going to kneel down slowly and pick up a piece of broken rock from the ground.
Okay.
And I'm going to cast light on it.
Okay.
And then I'm going to put that into my left hand.
Okay. It's coming at you really slowly and deliberately, like it's tensing all of its muscles, like it's going to pounce very soon.
Okay, so I'm going to hold up the rock in front of me that's glowing and try and sort of blind it a little bit. And then I'm going to leap forward and smash it in the face.
Okay, you edge forward very slowly. It's almost like a bit of a dance and roll a d20 to hit. It doesn't seem to back away from the light. It closes some of its eyes, but
11.
Okay, you take a step forward and you swing your mace down, and it scuttles back and in an inhuman speed. Like, you wouldn't believe something could move that quickly, and you miss it, graze it slightly, but you miss it by millimeters. Now it's active. Blat, you said you last time you loosed an arrow.
Roll. I did.
You did.
You rolled a natural 20.
I did.
You did roll a natural 20, and I said you could keep it. Okay, so roll 2d6.
Mistake.
4 and 5.
4 and 5. Okay.
9.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm doing higher education. Minus 1%. In count. Yeah, exactly. Awesome. Okay. As you swing towards it, your two arrows actually hit it right in the side of the head. One of them pierces one of its many eyes, and it starts like hissing and spitting in pain, and whirls its head around and starts looking straight at you, Blat.
I am out of here.
It's going to take a few steps towards you and going to try and knock you down and grab you with one of its with many arms. And it has it got a 17. So it scuttles towards you again at this inhuman pace. It's almost like crouching, tensing all of its muscles, and then lunges towards you. And it manages to knock you down. It tries to grab you, but it can't. It fumbles, but it knocks you down to the ground. Rahandral, you're standing by its side. What do you do?
Standing where, sorry?
It's now moved towards below in a direct. So you're on its flank, you're on its right flank.
Okay. So again, I'm going to try and swing my mace down, probably onto like its abdomen. Give it a good old crack.
Yeah. Roll a d20.
12.
Do you get any pluses? I think you do.
It's on dexterity, right? To damage, yeah?
It's a hit. Give you plus 2. Okay, yeah. You dart between one of its legs and you hit it square on in the side. Okay. Roll
d8.
D8.
3.
3, okay.
They give it a slight tickle on the side.
Now you hit it and you don't notice before, but it is slightly armoured. So you bring your mace down and it does damage it, and it kind of like shrinks to almost towards Blas a bit more. You do damage. Blat, what do you do? You're lying underneath this massive spider. It's pushed you down with one of its legs, and it started looking down at you with its mandibles. Going
In my character's life, I will I shall take my for all of those of you who can't see, I'm waving my arms and hands around like crazy. I will take my short sword and try and lunge it into its mouth hole.
Its mouth hole. Right in the mouth hole. Right. Roll a d20.
11.
11. Yeah, any pluses? No. Okay. Yes. You miss slightly. I think it glances off one of its teeth. So it does damage, but it's non-lethal damage. But it does cry out. But at that moment, Rohandra, your go. Oh, no, okay. It's his go. He gets a go.
His go.
Hang on. No, no.
No, no.
Right.
Does the spider have a name?
We'll ask it later.
1, 2, 3, Rohandral. 5, 6, Blat. 6 is going for Blat. Right, okay. It looks down and it's going to go for a bite. Rolls a 3, completely misses. It comes, you see this massive face coming towards you. Okay. And roll out the way. So you're now on its other side, but it's still underneath this bloody thing. If you want, make a dex check to sort of stand up and run and scramble to your feet.
No. 2.
You sort of semi-stand up and take a few tentative steps backwards, and you trip over one of its legs and end up full out on your back again, but at least you're out from underneath the spider. Rohandra, your go.
Okay.
Roll to hit.
Yep, so I'm going to try and hit like on like one of the leg joints where the carapace is now.
Okay.
Yeah. I got a 6. So no.
Oh, I'm afraid not. As you roll, you bring your mace down to hit it. It just moves one of its legs. It's trying to scuttle backwards back into the alcove in which it came.
Right.
Blat, you've fallen on your back, but you are near one of its legs. What do you want to do? You can probably stand up and have a swipe.
I'll stand up and give it an attempt to shove the short sword into its face hole.
Pretty close, and its head is sort of side on to you. It's to your left. So roll a d20.
17.
17, you hit! Right, where do you want to hit? You swipe your sword and you actually plunge it straight into its jaw, and you can feel it almost get a bit stuck. And this thing is, if a spider could scream, it would probably be. It starts trying to lift, it raises itself up onto its back legs and starts frantically like shaking its head and moving its front legs, and you are going to probably be hit. But first of all, do your damage. So do d6. Or is it d8?
Oh, I don't know. Hold on.
What's the
sword? D6 piercing?
6, 2d6.
5.
Okay.
No.
Okay, it's looking pretty injured now. It's taking a few. It is trying to sort of shuffle backwards and crawl backwards very slowly from where it came. And you can see now it's trying to get back down a corridor, which is kind of filled with a web. It is backing off. But before it does, it's going to have another swipe at Blat. With one leg, hits with one, two leg. Ah, natural 20! Ah! Right. Okay.
Insta death.
Am I dead yet?
Blat is half a man.
It raises itself up on its back legs and it turns, and the sword gets pulled out of your hand as this spider turns its head, and it grabs you with its two front legs and starts squeezing you really, really hard, because they can do that.
It's a huggy spider.
I'm never going to look at spiders ever again.
It's grabbed you, it's pulled you into its chest, and it's squeezing you against its chest. So roll it. I'm not going to tell you what it's rolling.
How much health did you
okay.
have?
Okay. Do you want to know, or do you want me to just keep doing it?
Am I dead? Yes or no?
You're not dead, no. But you do feel like the air is being pushed out of your lungs. You feel like very heavily winded, and your ribs start to hurt like they're under a lot of pressure. They might start cracking next round.
Oh, good.
Rahandral is very lean, and it's got your friend. What are you going to do?
Okay, so this sword that's stuck into its face at the moment.
Yeah, it's gone through its cheek almost.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Can I get to that easily enough?
You're
like with a swing?
Foot lizard man, so yeah.
Okay, so what I'm going to do then, I'm going to bring the hammer round and try and hit it in the face where the sword is and try and bury the sword harder into it. Hey.
Right, okay.
Yeah. Oh dear, sorry, Blatt.
Oh god. Was it a one?
Four.
Four.
Crushing Blatt.
Blatt, unfortunately, you miss. It's still trying to move backwards. It's still got another six legs it can use. It scuttles backwards into its nest. But now it's grabbing Blatt, and it's going to start doing something next round. Well, Blatt, what are you going to do? What are you doing?
I'm going to take my dagger, if I can, and just kind of like put the hilt against my body so I can drive it, let it push itself in.
Okay, so yeah, it's a bit of a squeeze, but you finally get your hand around the dagger. Roll a d20. You will get lots of pluses because you're literally on it, but it's just to see if you can get the dagger in it at the right angle.
Okay, that is a 18.
Yeah, easy. Absolutely easy. You take it out, and because you're literally being pulled into the abdomen, and you notice it's not hard shell, it's a quite soft underbelly, and you take your dagger and you're like, motherfucking spiders, why spiders? And you ram your dagger into its belly. Do a d4 damage.
That is two.
Two. Oh. Okay, it might actually drop you now. It does. It's almost, you hear this sort of eerie tinny noise again, like it's screaming, and it drops you as soon as you ram the dagger in there. It drops you to the floor, and you land again winded on your back, and you can look up, and it's rearing upwards again, stepping back and stepping back with your dagger stuck in its belly and your sword in its face, and it starts bleeding from the stomach. For a handle, it's moving backwards, flailing now.
Okay.
What do you do? Oh, no, wait, it's my... you know what, actually, because it's in so much pain, it's probably going to miss its go. So, Rahandra, what do you do?
Okay, I'm going to try and...
It's going, heading back into its nest.
I'm still going to try and hit this sword straight into its face. So... I'll give it a roll. We'll see how it goes. 16.
Oh, you hit. Just as it's heading backwards into the corridor, it brings its head down and hunches its shoulders so it can fit. And as the head comes down, it's at the perfect height to swing. And you bring your mace round, and just as in, like, I don't know, rounders or cricket, or you hit the ball, you hit the hilt of the sword, and it goes right through the cheek into its mouth. Roll damage, roll a d8 plus. D8. I'll do the pluses.
D8. Four.
Brilliant. Awesome. So you hit it at a bit of an angle, and you almost do like an uppercut hit, and you hit the end of this sword, and then you see it come out the top of its head, and the whole spider just kind of curls up, slumps to the floor, crashes in front of you. But thankfully you're out of the way, and then all of its legs contract into its body, and it lies there motionless.
Nice. You can get your sword back now, Blatt.
Spider, I'll go rescue my various weapons that seem to be stuck out of this spider.
Okay. You go and take your weapons, and as you can go and your weapons, we're going to go to the rest of the party, who are also in a bit of a predicament.
I don't know what you mean.
So, last time we ended, just remind us, so you crept up behind it looks like a human male. He looks like he's got bleached blonde hair, but he's got really dark roots, very pale skin, and he's got, looks like slightly pointed ears, but not that pointed. He's wearing very stiff garments, almost regimented, maybe surgical, medical. And that sort of look anyway. And he walks in and you're standing behind the Dothrak and you see the opportunity to try and get a sneak attack and bury your axe into his head. He starts making his way towards the table where this person was tied up. And he's reading through some papers, and as he's flicking through, he looks up towards the body and then suddenly realizes that it's no longer got tied to the table, and stops. And at this point, you head and lift your axe up behind his head, and unfortunately, the door swings closed at this point and goes, and he spins around and sees you. You're still there with your axe up, and he said to you, "You really shouldn't be here. What do you
never
do?
Should come here."
There's that moment where Trackless goes, and then just decides to go for it. So yeah, I roll to attack.
Okay.
Don't let him speak.
I'm just going to write down everyone's armor classes, otherwise we're going to be here all day. So, who doesn't have their character sheets?
That would be me.
Okay.
I've got it. I think I've got yours somewhere.
I'm sorry, I've got them.
Here you go. Cool.
Yeah. Grim, what's yours?
12.
12, right. Okay. 12 T. Right. Okay. Everybody, well, no, we'll do Throck. You need to roll an initiative at the same time as this guy. You guys will enter melee first. Grim, you can also have the opportunity to do surprise attack. Pip looks under the table, so she's not going to go this round.
Okay. Right then. So, D20 for initiative then. Seven.
Yep, Grim, please roll a D20. Throck, roll D20.
Oh, 20.
Sneaky little gnome.
I don't think I'm going to do anything too exciting.
Fireball!
Right. Okay. fuck. This isn't going to end really quickly, I can tell. Grim, you go first. This guy is stopped and he's looking at Throck, and he's put his hand in his pocket, and Throck looks like he's about to do something with this axe. But you get to go first. What do you want to do?
Nice. So, what should I do? Anyone? So, I might use. So we're in the room we're in. There's a couple of tied up corpses, right, on either wall.
Yes,
is that right?
It's on the right hand wall. On the left hand wall is bookcases.
Okay, so can I use prestidigitation to make a sort of a growling sound to come from that corpse as if it's sort of woken up? I'm just gonna try and distract him.
Sorry, what do you want to do?
I was gonna try and use prestidigitation to make a growling sound come from that corpse. A really sort of aggressive, okay. Urgent, growling sound.
Do I roll a perception saving throw?
I don't know.
Well, we're going to do that this time. All right.
Go for it.
if there was such thing as a concentration check, we'll do that.
That's a good idea.
Right, okay. Okay. It does actually work. You make this sound, and it does uncannily sound like the goblins or whatever you face, the creatures, the dead creatures that you faced earlier on. And he whips his head around quickly and then realizes it's still chained to the wall and looks back. As Thrak, it will be your go. So what do you want to do?
Smash the axe into his face. Yay!
Okay, roll to smash.
2? Fuck! Sounds as though Thrak may be distracted by the same growl.
Yeah, so out of nowhere, there's like awful, like hair-raising noise comes from the wall, and both of us kind of look around and go, "Ah!" But you're already bringing your axe down, and because he turned his head, his shoulder isn't in the same place, and where it would have hit actually moves several centimeters, and this axe sweeps down. And it goes into the floor, and you hear this ting of it hitting the stone, but it misses him by inches.
Bastard.
And he jumps to the side, out of the way of that, and he goes, "Whoa, whoa, whoa." And he takes his hand out of his pocket, and he looks like he's holding a vial, and it's full of dark, black, sort of viscous liquid. "Let's not be hasty here.
No, I'm not being hasty. You're good. Some sort of weird necromancer type, and now you die." So yeah, attack again if he's going to just stand there talking.
Diplomacy.
Yeah, you roll. Actually, Grim gets to go first. He rolled highest on initiative, so Grim.
Okay.
He's holding this vial in his hand, and he looks quite content on trying to say something. But what do you want to do?
Can I I'm going to use Mage Hand then to kind of grab this vial so he doesn't throw it or drink it or smash it or anything.
Okay, again, as a very ignorant DM to playing 5th edition, what does Mage Hand do?
It's just like a floaty ghost hand that can grab stuff and turn keys and open things.
Do I have to roll a saving throw? Or?
No, I don't think so. Let me...
Okay, no, that's all right. He's not expecting it behind anyway. And he's holding this vial up. And he says this to you. And then suddenly, it slips out of his fingers. It is being grabbed by... it's almost like the air, but the air is bent in around the glass in almost finger shapes, and it is pulling it back towards where you know Grim is. Grim, this vial is coming towards you, and you can grab hold of it.
Cool.
Thrak, what are you doing? This guy's completely distracted.
I'm attacking him again.
What? Roll to hit.
Okay. Right then. Yes. So let's see. 1. Fucking. My dice hates me.
No, that's brilliant. Right, okay. Yeah, you go and try and lift your axe, and you pull it up, and you actually just twinge one of your shoulders. You've buried it really deep into the floor. You know, when you try and pull a sword from a stone or pull an axe out of wood, and you can't get it out. You're like, fucking hell. This guy is no longer looking at you, though. He's turned, and he is going to roll a perception check to see if he sees Grim, which he just notices him behind the table.
Uh-oh.
And he goes, "What? Don't drop that. If you want to live, do not drop that. Give it to..."
What are we doing now? Are we still in combat? Can I kind of hold it up? Very gently, as if I'm taunting him.
Do you have any idea?
What? Say that again? I missed that.
What is that?
You've gone a bit jumpy on my...
DM down.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, Kiri. No.
Okay, try again.
Can you hear me?
Try again. Yeah, yeah, back a bit now. It just went a bit jumpy, right, okay, as it, that last bit.
Okay, so starting again from now. He looks at you and he goes, if you value your life, you will not drop that. Have you any idea what you are dealing with?
Yes, it's a grim smirks and says, why don't you tell me?
Okay, he's almost straightens himself up and composes himself, and then he sort of looks down to on the creature now on the table and goes, why don't you ask him? And he kind of stands there and folds his arms.
At which point Thrak decides that he's had enough of trying to kill him with it with the thing, so he decides to try to take his legs off at the knees. Big old horizontal swipe. I'm going to attack again.
So you basically want to grab him around the knees to push him over?
Oh, no, no, no. Take the axe and slam it through his knees. I want to cut him off at the knees and then ask questions.
Right. Okay.
Thrak's a very single-minded kind of dwarf.
Okay, then.
So, let's okay, see. 13.
Yeah, roll hit. 13. You just hit him. Like,
so you hear this roar of enough talk.
Roll, is it a D8?
Yes, I think so, yeah. 5.
Okay. 5. Fuck.
Right. I want to take a leg off.
Oh, it worked.
Oh, I am aiming at knee height at this point, though. Big old horizontal swing.
Okay. Yeah. You basically come at him at this, from the side with this axe, and it does actually hit him right in the side of the leg. He's wearing kind of long robes, so you can't exactly see where it hits. But he like almost takes in a gasp, like you know when you're in so much pain you can't. And you see blood instantly welling up, and then he grabs something because it's his go, I believe. Yeah, it's his go. He grabs something from inside his pocket. And he goes, "Fine, damn you all, then." And he throws it on the ground. And ever make a perception check?
Oh shit!
What have you done?
17. I am feeling very perceptive.
Oh, I also got 17. What are the odds? Oh.
He closes his eyes just before he throws something on the floor.
Oh, right,
a split second, what do you want to
close
my eyes.
One.
I closed my eyes too, right. But no, I wanted my initial reaction to dive. I did say dive for it.
Right. Grim, you close your eyes. Thrak, you can try and die for it.
Yep.
So, I want you to roll a d20, and it's going to be my initiative against yours. So, essentially, whatever he's throwing on the floor, plus what you go, whoever gets higher gets to go first. If it gets higher, it's going to hit the floor. If you get higher, you're going to get a roll to catch it.
Nice. How does a natural 20 strike you?
Bloody fucking bitch! Especially if it's got 19.
Nice.
Now I'm going to ruin it by rolling crap to catch.
Yeah.
One.
Roll.
Yeah. So another d20, yeah?
Yeah, please.
Okay. 14.
Yeah, okay. Right.
Yes.
With your lightning fast dwarven reflexes, he throws this thing hard towards the floor, but because you stood so close to him, he throws it and you're like, shit, and you dive and you grab it, but you almost have to just before it reaches the floor, and you kind of scrape the bottom of your hands against the floor as you catch it. And it's a vial, again, and it's full of like an opaque kind of yellowy liquid.
Can I put it on the floor very gently and just roll it underneath the sort of operating table so it's out of the way? Yeah. Is my axe still embedded in his leg? Or did it fall out when I let go?
It would have fallen out, yeah. Or...
There's no leg for it to be embedded
right,
in.
Right, so Grim, it's your go. Grim?
Sorry, I'm on mute again.
That's it. Bad.
I'm trying to like not make any noise while everyone else is doing stuff. Okay, so I'm going to stand up. You've seen me, whatever. I'm going to stand up and I kind of shout across to the dwarf. You got him in the end then, and throw a fire bolt at this dude. We might as well finish him off now.
It's how you're very specific, isn't it?
Okay, as Thrak was jumping towards the floor, Grim, roll another perception check.
Three.
No, okay, that's fine. Yes, you stand up, and he's actually standing up at this. He doesn't fall into the floor, which you think he would have done. He went pale as a sheet for a second and really clammy, and he started grabbing his knee. He took a few short breaths with his eyes closed and looked heavily in concentration. And then he looks up just as he sees a firebolt firing towards him. So roll your damage for the firebolt. And his face goes, oh.
Where's that? Three.
Three, okay. It actually hits him in the shoulder, and it does push him back dangerously close to one of these creatures, actually. And he sort of like pats off the fire and leans forward. Thrak, it's now your go. It looks like he's just putting the fire out, and he's like cursing, and he's cursing in what sounds like drow, actually.
Oh, shit. So I'm on the floor at the moment, so I'm going to grab one of my hand axes out of my belt and throw it at him.
You guys are getting all the axes.
Yeah.
Right, okay. I'll just pull an axe. Right, yeah. Keep all these goddamn axes. Right, roll a
d20. Okay. 11.
11. You miss!
Can I hit the thing behind him, activate it, and make it go after him? Because that would be hilarious.
You might be able to do that next time, but you said you wanted to roll to hit him. So,
yeah.
Right. You throw one of the things, and it misses. It hits the wall behind him, but it was a close thing. Then it's his go again. So he is going to...
Sounds like the spider's back.
He's going to put his hand into his pocket again, and he's going to try and throw another one of these things on the floor. He actually hits this time, but again he closes his eyes and he throws one of these things on the floor. If you can both roll higher than a 15, you can close your eyes too.
Three.
Oh, no. One. We're synchronized today.
You threw this fireball at him, Grim, and he looks at you, and he's got a completely expressionless face, but his eyes, if they could be furious, are absolutely furious. And he grabs his this little potion bottle from his pocket, and he throws it directly at you, and it hits your chest and explodes, and it's like a flash bomb, and there is just like a blinding light everywhere, and it's like ringing in your ears, and you and Thrak can't see or hear for a little moment. Maybe like a minute and a half passes, and you can open your eyes, and you can see the room just about now. He isn't there anymore.
So he's Batman'd us.
Yep, pretty much.
The door that he originally came in is open, and it looks like he's just pegged it.
Nice. Can I grab? I've still got one that I picked up, haven't I? one of those potions. There's another one under the table. Can I grab that as well?
They are different. The one that you're staring at you is like a yellowy sort of liquid, as is the one under the table. The one that you're holding, Grim, it's like black viscous liquid.
Uh-oh.
Cool.
I've seen Prometheus. I know what happens next. Everyone gets very confused because it's a shit film. Sorry.
Batman.
I collect my hand axe and my standard axe because I'm not leaving them here for other people to find. Can I see if there's a?
You can see, Thrag, as you pick up your axe, you can see trails of blood along the floor from staggering.
That was exactly
baby.
What I was going to ask. Yeah. Yep. Cool. I'll be like, Grim, come on, let's go. And charge after him, following the blood trail.
Okay. You go. As you exit the door, you go through a five foot wide corridor that's 10 foot high and 5 feet long. So it's a really just short one. You run through it and you end up into a long room, long lengthwise, and in front of you are sort of five cells. Piplock is standing in front of one of these, and she looks like she's actually frozen a little bit. She's not moving, she looks paralyzed.
Shit. Do the blood trails.
Her hands were sort of at the lock. Maybe she was trying to open the lock, but she looks like her eyes are wide open at the moment. And there's lots of glass, smashed glass around her feet. And she looks like she's paralyzed at the moment.
Does the blood trail run past her?
It runs in the opposite direction.
Right, okay. Leave her there and charge after the blood trail.
Fuck's sake.
At this point, we're going to pan out and we're going to pan back into the other half of the party. I mean, it's you, Blood Blancer.
Hooray!
Blancer.
Wait, what's going on?
Freeze frame.
All right, so you guys have just you've got this dead giant spider on the floor, and it's bleeding out. Matt, you collect all your weapons and you can look down the sort of passage it was heading to, and it looks like a nest where there's a few actually dead corpses sort of strung up onto the ceiling. Some of them are wearing pretty nice plate armor, actually, and some of them are completely wrapped up, but none of them seem to be moving, and none of them are giving off heat signals for people who have infravision, ultravision.
Do you know what?
We should go get the other guys.
Yeah. But before we do, and as I say that, I'm going to swing my mace back round and just crack it straight in the face again.
Yeah.
Make sure it's dead, right?
Oh, okay, yeah.
A really satisfying crunch.
Fuck you, spider.
Check twice.
Haven't sent you guys a map of where you're actually standing at the moment.
Yes.
It's quite a unique area.
Yes. So, I think Blatt is probably correct there, and we should probably try and regroup, considering that we've just encountered a fucking huge spider.
Yeah, definitely.
Where do you want to go? Okay, do you want to just go back the way you came to save descriptions and things?
Yeah, so if we head back towards the room with the statue in, and then we'll head back towards where the guys were.
Where did you last leave them?
We left them in the room with the water in the middle.
Right, okay. So you're going to head back there. It'll take you maybe... It depends if you run. Are you running or are you walking?
I'm running.
We'll grab the fop and we'll drag him along with us.
he's not there.
I was going to say, he's probably long gone.
He's fucked up.
Well, he's lost then.
He's not stupid.
You're dead to us.
You both start running back, and it's going to take you 2 or 3 minutes to get there, because it is actually stupidly big. you get to the room with the water, and you look, you can see the room on the other side. You can see straight through what seems to be a medical, like, lab almost. Mm-hmm. Both doors for each end of the room are open, and there's no one in there.
Okay.
But it looks like maybe some sort of fight has ensued. There's bits of broken glass everywhere. There's bits of blood. There's blood on the floor. You don't see your friends.
I'm going to draw my short sword and just maybe investigate some of the shattered glass more carefully.
Okay. What do you want to look for? You, as a ranger, you kneel down and you know not to touch. So you give it a sniff. The way that it sort of reflects light and its viscosity looks almost like an oil, like it's lipid soluble kind of thing. It smells a bit alcoholy. It doesn't smell like a natural food or water-based fluid of any sort. What do you want to do?
I guess look around for some other signs of a struggle, maybe.
Okay, yeah. So there's a body on the table, which actually is lying completely still now. It isn't chained up. It looks like maybe it had been in the past. There's a cupboard open, which has looks like it's had its contents strewn everywhere. There's books all over the floor. There's books lining the left-hand wall, and they're in a language that you've never even seen before. But like big leather-bound tomes to like manuscripts, to scrolls, to tablets. Not like iPhone tablet. I mean like actual click tablets. On the right hand wall, there's two unconscious bodies that are always chained to the wall, and they look deceased. They're old, they're grim, their blood covers them. Their skin looks mottled, it almost looks like scabbing, and they aren't moving. Warhandra, what do you want to do?
Taste them.
Yeah, lick the floor. So, from the last time, not going anywhere near those hanging corpses. These books and tablets and things that Blatt's going through, does anything look familiar?
Well, it'll be an intelligence check, actually. You've been around a long time.
19.
Yeah, they're all written in drow. You've never actually had dealings with the drow, but you know of their society. They are a patriarchal society. You know that some of them inhabit this Underdark realm. Historically, they're from a different plane called the Abyss. And you can't read a lot of drow, but you know a few drow words. So you're looking at all these books, and they were all referring to anatomy, to biology, to some of them it says human, some it says gnome, some it says dwarf. There's other things like bits, chemicals that you don't know what they do, but you could know their name, things like that.
Okay, doesn't sound good. Brad, I think we may be missing a couple of colleagues.
what's there behind anything... door number one then?
Yeah, exactly. Is there anything interesting in that cupboard that might be worth money or worth our time taking?
In the bookshelves, looks like it's actually been pilfered already.
maybe the mage is alive.
tiny gnomish fingers.
Yeah. There's a glass fronted case. It's got loads of like bottles and vials in it, which I don't think actually Grim touched. Some of them hold a black viscous liquid. Some of them hold like very clear, looks like water. Some of them are a bit yellowy. Some of them are various shades of green and brown. And there's say like all these different colours, and they look like in various doses. So some bottles are a big flask. Some of them, you know, would hold 250 millilitres. Some would hold, you know, a litre, etc.
Right. not really an alchemist, Blatt, but I think maybe we should take a couple of these.
I'm going to see whether any of them kind of match the colour of the liquid on the floor.
Oh, nice. Yes! Awesome! Yeah, for that, you notice that the colour of the some whatever it is on the floor is a yellow sort of viscous liquid, and you can see vials of it in the cupboard. There's almost like test tube sort of sized glass vials that have been corked, and there's maybe 8 of those.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll maybe take all of those. Maybe give half to Mandrill.
I can put a load in my pack, so that's fine.
You guys take 4 of that each. You don't know what it does, though.
Hey, it might be
taste
useful.
Them. Taste them.
Taste them.
Drink.
Always lick and sniff. No, sniff and lick.
Lick first, sniff later.
Words to live by.
As an aside, my sister was terrible at that, naming and shaming Abby Emery. She used to work as a party, and she used to find potions that she didn't know what they did. So she'd give it to a party member and go, "Ha, try this, it's cure light wounds." And she didn't know what it was, and just so she'd know what it was and what it did.
I thought you meant in real life. I was like, I'm not sure where we're going with this.
No licking and sniffing anything. So let's go back to Grim and Thrak. I'm going to send you bits of the map because I think it's time. It is time.
The time has come, the walrus said. The time has come. Not that you're a walrus.
Where are you?
Don't poke the bear.
Don't poke the walrus.
I'm gonna post this now. Sorry for the slight pause.
It's okay. We only judge you. Judgment.
Fuck you all.
It's a dramatic pause, isn't it?
Yeah.
Dramatic.
Well, it is now. I'd like you to imagine that as Thrak is running, you know, in Star Wars when Han Solo goes chasing after the stormtroopers. Sorry, Sim, this is just for you. He's just like, imagine Thrak doing that. That's basically what he's doing.
Yeah, I can fully imagine. Right.
Well, his gnomish Wookiee runs behind him, trying to cover that.
If you can do a gnomish Wookiee sound right now, I'll level you up.
That's it. That's exactly what gnomish Wookiee sound.
That's just my normal laugh, you fuck.
Exactly. I didn't hear anything. I heard silence.
Nothing happened. Nothing happened. I just laughed. It's fine.
Just like a gnomish Wookiee.
Let the gnome win.
Gnomes don't break your knees if you lose. Right, I sent you a picture of the map. So you were in room 14. And then you go, so the medical room. You enter the doors on the far wall from where you came in. And you then in front of you is a room with 5 cells in it. To the right, it ends in a wall where Piplup was actually frozen at the moment, and then to the left, which is where the blood is trailing, goes down a corridor towards another door, which is actually open as well.
But Thrak is
cool. So Thrak's run off, has he? Christ sakes! I'd better follow him. Can I follow the sound of running dwarf?
You follow the sound of running dwarf as he goes around a corner. In the distance, you guys, Grim and Rahandral, hear and pat, 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 run someone running. And it's coming from the door, like, straight ahead of you, so you probably have a good guess on where they're going. In fact, Grim, as you enter the door, following the sounds of a very anguished dwarf, and looking around, you hear footsteps behind you. If you want to turn around, you can see... do you want to turn around or do you want to keep going?
I better turn around and just check.
Okay, you turn around and you see a human's head sort of poke its head out the door, trying to look down. A really confused look on its face, like it's heard a walkie. it's followed by the head of a lizard man. It kind of takes the air.
So I'm going to shout, come on, guys, the dwarf's run off. Let's chase him. and then I'm going to turn and keep following the dwarf.
I guess we should probably follow him.
Can we see Pibrook at the moment?
So you, if you like, Rahandro, you both start sort of heading towards where Grimm's run off, and you turn just to look behind you down the corridor, and you see Pipluck sort of frozen, standing in front of a cell.
She looks safe. Safer than we probably will be.
says the dissection room behind us.
Okay. I'll stay here, look after her.
Okay. You stay here, I'll follow the dwarf.
Right, okay.
I'm going to lope off down the corridor as fast as I can. Hopefully, long legs should be able to catch up with the midgets running away in front of me.
It's probably overtaken me.
You guys both are actually midgets. Yeah. Okay. So next
Don't tell the midget with the axe. He'll have words with you.
Ankle biter.
Nice. Okay.
This is my war axe, ankle biter.
Half the party is chasing the bad guy, and the enraged dwarf is hard on his heels. The other half is trying to figure out why Pipluck is frozen. Who's in more danger? Well, we'll find out next time on Rolling with the Regulars. Thank you for listening. If you liked that and would like to check out some more of our stuff, head over to mosaicgaming.net. You can find us on Discord, Twitch, YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. Catch you all later.